The mailbox is full and cannot...
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and I wanted to... We had a wonderful conversation today, and we reviewed 2 Thessalonians 2:15 that I wanted to describe. But one other thing that also is very much in my mind from my conversation yesterday in reference to this lady, Nayla, because I got a response from the gentleman who wrote the article, commented to me, an encouraging comment. John, amen. God's grace is so much more massive and deeper than any sin this world and our flesh and the devil could ever imagine. Nayla's belongs to Christ as much as any of us do. As you rightly note, we should be looking out there as if we arrive. We shouldn't be looking out there as if we arrive somewhere, but always understanding that without the grace of God in Christ, go we. Not by might nor by power, but always by the Spirit of the Lord. Therein is genuine liberty. When you listen to Nayla's full interview with Knowles, it is clear she has given her right. She has been given her right mind back, and that is beautiful and hopeful reality. So, because of the encouragement, and because of the conversation with Chris, you know, I thought about, because I did that series, is Manning the Next McCorvey, that I need to address this more fully. And I've thought it through, and I think I know what to write, but boy, that's time consuming. So, I don't know. Anyway, it's something to consider, and it is weighing really heavy on me. But then the other thing, we discussed 2 Thessalonians 2:14. To this he called you, 15, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. So this was interesting because the spoken word, the logos, what is spoken, and by letter, the epistle. I mean, this is those are the words. So it comes either way. And, you know, one of the things, thought about... you know, there is the idea of Matthew 22:31, and as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? So, you know, this is discussed by many. What you read is what God says to you. So, in essence, it's a spoken word from God when you read it. There, you know, that can be interpreted that way. I think there's merit to that, but so. You know, for us, we're not hearing the Apostle Paul speak to us directly, but is that how we can interpret it? And the definitive answer is, I don't know. You know, because it is by word, by logos, and. You know, the from us is the LSV. You were taught whether through word, whether through our letter. So, is the our in reference to the letter, which obviously is the epistle, the text that we have, or is it? So when we see in the ESV, by our spoken word or our letter, the our spoken word, the our isn't there when it talks to the word. It is there about the letter, you know, again. But that's a grammar question. So anyway, but the other thing, the traditions, which, because you know, the word there is paradosis. Para, you know, beside or near. And didymai is the verb to give. So to give, kind of to give near, or to hand to, you know, the paradosis is the noun version. It's to hand something or to hand down, to give in essence to the next generation, which I would suggest is consistent again with the Deuteronomy 6, where the dad is supposed to teach his kids when walking on the road and so forth, or, you know, anyway. So I think there's that, but the question is, what traditions? And I think this is a thing that we have to be careful of, because it's not the traditions of men, you know, because this we have, you know, where we see in Isaiah and in the Gospels, you've made the traditions of men like the commandments of God. What we're passing to the next generation is not, you know, one of the examples we used is the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed or whatnot. That's something, a man's interpretation of the scripture. What we need to do, if we do that, we start opening the door to error. We want to point and pass from generation to generation the traditions of, or to not, you know, traditions, or we have to pass down the word of God. So, you know, because it's one of the things that's really become important to me. I have studied in the past, you know, Nicene Creed, Apostles' Creed, Westminster Confession, things of that nature. London Baptist Confession, which, you know, Westminster Confession, London Baptist Confession, Savoy Declaration, they're all basically the same with slight modifications. But that's man's understanding of the scripture. And often, you know, as the obvious example, the Book of Common Prayer is heavily influenced for political reasons. So we have to keep that in mind. What we want to pass down is not something that, even though we strive to be accurate, we could, you know, seed something inaccurate. So we need to make sure that what we pass to the next generation is the scripture. And, you know, it goes back to the idea that this is one of the things I'd like to do with Shofar Book, is to improve the tools. You know, the I just described it is the Strong's numbers on steroids, because I don't want to give a commentary. I want to give the tools so you can look at the language in depth. That's still a desire, and it's just one of those desires that's sitting on the shelf, unfortunately. And so, anyway, I it was an interesting dialogue. So I do think it's important to see the traditions is not what man does. The traditions we're passing from generation to generation is our understanding. We're, you know, it is to give over or to pass from one generation to the next. And when we use the English tradition, we think about the traditions of men. No, it is we are passing the word of God from generation to generation. The stuff that we were taught by word, you know, again, logos, or by letter, by epistle, and the letter, you know, is the one, you know, again, I do think it's the from us or our and so forth, depending upon the translation, seems to apply to the letter and not to the word. Because the word, I think, was God's. But anyway, I am really struggling with whether or not to write this article, because I am so busy. I'm so busy. But the good news is, I swam half a mile today. Yeah, that's really weird. I'm now swimming about a mile and a half a week. You know, when I go three times, it's about a mile and a half a week. Gee, I guess I'm in good health. My lady, my wife, your healthy husband, the one who loves you, I love you and I ask for you back.